Unitarian Universalism is a faith tradition that focuses on the present, how we live our lives on this earth. We don't insist that our people all believe the same thing about God or the spirit of life or the universe. We believe instead that the most important things are learning to be the best versions of ourselves that we can be, and how we are with each other, how we treat each other, how we welcome each other, how we find and make peace. Kindness and fairness are really important parts of this, both in how we treat our friends and in how we treat people out there in the wider world, people we might not even know. That is another piece of Unitarian Universalism. We believe that we are all connected to each other like cells in a body. And so we believe another of the most important things is that we're in community with each other. That means we don't all have to agree with each other, and that we'll talk with each other about what we believe and think with respect and care, especially when we don't agree. It means that instead of trying to talk to each other into believing what we believe, we'll listen to each other and try to be curious about the things we disagree on and learn from each other. So when a stranger shows up at our door, we do our best to welcome them, to find out what they're looking for, to offer them a cup of coffee and some conversation, to listen to what they have to say. Maybe we don't literally feed them for 3 days, but we do take the time to hear their story and to invite them to be here with us. Hopefully, we give them enough time and attention to help them be comfortable here. That's part of what we mean when we start off the service every week by saying this is a space of radical welcome, radical love, and we're so glad you're here. We also mean that we want all kinds of people to be here, so we can learn how to be the best version of ourselves in lots of different ways and lots of different situations. And the more kinds of people we learn how to welcome, the stronger and more resilient our community becomes. So when we learn about something that's happening to people that we know that is bad or hard, we reach out. We call them or we send a card. We bring them some food, or we go for a walk with them. We keep them company as we go through the hard thing they are facing so they know they're not alone. Sometimes we can't fix the hard thing that's happening. Often we can't fix the hard thing that's happening, but we can be there to share how they're feeling about it, which can help that hard thing be a little less hard. And sometimes we learn about something that's happening to people we don't know that is bad or hard. People in our neighborhood maybe that we haven't met yet, or people that live in a different part of town, or maybe even people who live in other cities or other states or other countries. And when that happens, we have choices about what we'll do. If we're thinking about those choices with our UU principles in mind, we're thinking about how we can respond in ways that honor that every person is important, how we want to be fair and kind, how we're all connected with each other, and how we might work toward a peaceful, fair, and free world. Sometimes that helps us choose to do things about that bad or hard thing that is happening to people we don't know, like marching in protests against something that's unfair, or contacting our representatives to make sure they hear that we want their decisions to support peace and fairness and freedom, or building a space in our church that people who might be deported can live in safely. Sometimes these things are easy to do, and sometimes they're hard. One of the reasons we come to worship together and be part of this community together is to help us find out what we need to do the hard parts of working towards peace and fairness and freedom. I have been part of Unitarian Universalist congregations that were liberal islands in a sea of conservatism. And the people in those congregations thought of themselves as havens for other people that thought like them and didn't feel safe to be themselves or to share their opinions with people in the larger community. These congregations tended to kind of circle up, to do that thing that elephants and small bands of sword fighters and Marvel heroes do, put their backs against each other and face out, right? So that they have the best chance possible to defeat whatever is threatening them. And they do a pretty good job of protecting their own. But they're missing something. Have any of you worked on the coloring pages you brought back to your seats? I'm especially interested in the one that looks like this. Has anybody worked on this? Anybody want to hold it up? Anybody want to show off? Ooh, nice job, Ellie. Beautiful. Cool. Let's share them with each other. Yeah. If you've done... So look at the picture. Those of you who have it, and those of you who don't, can look at this one. Look at the picture. Notice how the chalice in the center is within a circle. Kind of, I don't know, protected, right? But notice also all of these rays that are coming out from that circle. They beam. It reminds me of something Craig said to me as we were talking about this idea of sanctuary as circling up, that when we form a circle, we can look into it and see a safe place, a place for us to just be who we are. But then Craig said, when we look outward, like those elephants and fighters, he didn't say that part, that was mine, we can look outward, and when we're facing away from each other, still forming this circle, we know that we've got each other's backs, right? And we can do the work of making a safer and fairer community for everyone. I'd like to invite you to stay seated and open your hymnal to number 155 and sing with me. President of our Unitarian Universalist Association, Susan Frederick Ray, says that no one is outside the circle of love. That means, to use the language of this month's theme, that sanctuary is for everyone. That's part of the principle that says we're all connected to each other. We create a sanctuary that helps us feel safe enough to widen the circle until all people are within it. And I remember that Susan also says that that circle is never widened from the center, but from the edges. I quoted the Soul Matters packet last week, and this feels important enough to repeat. It feels like a thread that's kind of woven through this month of sanctuary. It says, the hunger for protection and the call to protect each other is central to this theme of sanctuary. We are reminded that the sanctuaries in our lives do more than simply protect us. They also send us. They don't just help us heal from our journeys, they also strengthen us for the new journeys ahead. In their fullest, they are not escape houses as much as fueling stations. They don't just whisper, come and rest, but also be filled and go. Having been blessed with shelter, we are strengthened to offer that same gift of shelter to others. In other words, sanctuary always comes with a calling. And so the question for all of us this month is not just where do you find shelter, but having been empowered by shelter, how can you share that same gift with others? We humans, I think, have this tendency to think about sanctuary as that space for our safety, right? Not so much as something we give people to keep them safe. We can think of it as a place to hide, like I mentioned, some congregations who think of themselves as a haven, a place to seek shelter from the storm of the outside world. And seeking shelter from the storm is crucial. We all need shelter. But it's not enough to be concerned with our safety simply for the sake of our safety. And when I say this, I'm talking about us as a collective. There are most certainly individuals in our and any congregation for whom seeking shelter or safety is right now the most important thing and all they can do. And one of the functions of community is to provide the space for the vulnerable to do just that. And as a collective, we can also think about sanctuary as a place to be safe while we learn and grow our ability to test new ways of being, a place where we gather the strength to change the conditions that make sanctuary a necessary thing in the first place. And this work transforms us, both individually and as a group. We will talk more next Sunday about the personal transformation that happens when we engage in the work of making change in the world. This morning, I'm thinking about the transformation that happens to our community when we create sanctuary for ourselves for the sake of offering it to others. I talked before about the safety we can feel when we face outward from that circle that we formed. This shows up in how secure we are in offering welcoming to all kinds of people who come in our door. If we're feeling safe and comfortable in our interactions with each other, we're far more likely to be open in how we offer new folks that same safety and comfort. And then we're more likely to reach out and spread that safety and comfort out into the wider world. As we do this outward work, there's a positive feedback loop. We go to marches together, for example, and then we talk about how it felt to support that cause. We talk about why we went. We talk about what's important, which becomes transformational for our community as we build that support for the outside, not always outside causes, right? As we build support for these causes into our reason for being a church community. I've talked before about the difference between safe space and brave space, where safe space is the haven, the refuge, and brave space is the room to be uncomfortable, knowing that the other people in the room have our backs even so. This kind of sanctuary doesn't just hold us in safety, it binds us even more closely together so that we might safely reach out and offer sanctuary to others. I want to close with someone else's words that capture this kind of sanctuary. The Reverend Teresa Novak is a retired UU minister, and this piece is called Saved. Come into this place. There are healing waters here and hands with soothing balm to ease your troubled days. Bring your wounds and aching hearts, your scars too numb to feel. Your questions and complaints are all welcome here. Rest a while. Let the warmth of this community surround you, hold you, heal you. When you feel a bit stronger, just a bit, notice those who need you too. They are here. They are everywhere. Weep with them. Smile with them. Work with them. Laugh along the way. Pass the cup. Drink the holy fire. Take it with you into the world. We are saved, and we save each other again, again, and yet again. May it be so. May we be so.